Welcome to the Recruiting Careers Talent Management Podcast, a place for individuals of all levels, from new college graduates to vice presidents, to get information to help them advance their career and meet their goals. Hosted by Mike Adamo, headhunter, human resources executive, and talent acquisition leader for almost two decades.
Hi, this is Mike Adamo, and today we're going to talk about the three things that you can do to improve your LinkedIn profile. It's kind of a funny story on this one. I was speaking to somebody late last week about how they can improve their profile, and I said, oh yeah, go check out my podcast on this subject, and you can really create a great LinkedIn profile. Then I went to go send that person the link, and I checked my own stream, and I realized I never created a podcast about how to improve your LinkedIn profile. I have created a YouTube, and there is a lot of great content in my book on this. This book will get you hired, but I've really never done a podcast on this particular subject. So here it is. What we're going to talk about is the three things that you can do to improve your LinkedIn profile and really stand out. So number one, we should probably talk about why you would want to improve your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn is the single most powerful tool you have at your disposal to improve and enhance your career. Whether it's getting that great new job or hiring great people, LinkedIn is the place to start. And what I do not mean by this is posting your job in your activity feed. What I mean is creating a brand for yourself as an employee, as an employer, as someone who people would want to work for or with. And so having a great LinkedIn profile will help you do that. So let's talk about what that looks like. Number one, you need a professional headshot. This is not the time to have your roommate, your friend, or do a selfie. LinkedIn is your billboard about your career. And if you look at most executives on websites, they don't have selfies. They don't have a picture of themselves at the frat house drinking off the keg or standing in front of a cool car. They have a professional image taken of them representing themselves as a professional. If you want to be seen as an executive, start looking like an executive. Number two, improve your tagline. If you don't know what your tagline is, that is the primary statement right under your picture whenever people search you on LinkedIn. It also shows up sort of at the top of your profile, and it's the primary way that people see you is your picture and your tagline, and they say, is this someone that's interesting that I want to learn more about? I want to connect with them or click on them and check them out. So having an interesting and attractive tagline is critical. Think of it as a branding statement for you. Let's talk about examples of branding statements for products so maybe you can see why some taglines are ridiculous. Would you buy a laundry detergent if the tagline said, desperately seeking customers to buy our laundry detergent? I'm guessing you probably wouldn't commit to buying a product with either one of those taglines. Well, what the heck do you think the tagline of actively seeking new job opportunities sounds like? Or looking to hire, hiring, help? These are not taglines that create inspiration and impact. These are desperation statements. So avoid them. Think about creating taglines that talk about the impact you have in your organization. So don't list your title here. Don't say R&D engineer. Say creating innovative products in the ABC industry, helping build organizations for a recruiter. Number one recruiter in the blank blank industry. These are taglines that create interest and give, in a few words, a summary of what you bring to the world and why someone check you out. So use that perspective to create a tagline, a marketing branding tagline that will help create interest in your profile. Number three, create great content. And the best place to start for great content is your resume. If you don't have a great resume, check out my podcast on how to create a great resume. I will include a link in the show notes so that you can listen to that one and create a great resume. The bottom line is you want to have a lot of accomplishments on your resume. And accomplishments are the things that you did to impact your organization. Did you bring a project in under budget and ahead of time? Did you save the company money? Did you bring in additional revenue? These are the types of things that people care about. They don't care what you are responsible for because everyone at any company at a similar level is responsible for the same things. It's not what you're responsible for. It's what you got done. So fill your resume and your LinkedIn profile with accomplishments. This helps in two reasons. One, it makes you appear interesting and people want to know how you did that. And number two, it helps with keyword optimization. So LinkedIn is heavily indexed by Google. If you don't believe me, go and search people's names that aren't like actors and celebrities. The number one thing that's going to come up is LinkedIn. And that's because Google is picking through LinkedIn for information about you. So if you want to be found as an expert in XYZ, have a great LinkedIn profile with tons of content, very specific and keyword rich, you will improve your Google results and your visibility in your industry. So that's the three things that you can do. Create a great picture for your profile, a phenomenal tagline, and really solid content, and you will have a LinkedIn profile that stands out above the rest. If you like what I'm doing with this podcast and on my YouTube and my LinkedIn articles, hit that subscribe button. Like it, share it, be part of this community, and let's help other people to get where they want to go with their career and help ourselves get where we want to go. Thanks for tuning in today, and I hope you have a phenomenal day.